Eau Claire's Justin Vernon has toured the world and released critically acclaimed albums with his band, Bon Iver, collaborated with Kanye West, and picked up a Grammy along the way, all while keeping his roots firmly anchored in Wisconsin. This summer, he's throwing his own music festival in his hometown.
The festival is called Eau Claire, with an old-fashioned spelling of the town's name, and it's going to feature a lineup of regional artists alongside national headliners like Spoon, the Indigo Girls, and the National for a two-day multi-stage festival in July.
Joining us now to tell us more about the event is musician, author, and the festival's official narrator, Michael Perry. Michael, welcome to Central Time.
Well, howdy. Thanks for having me.
So the question that leapt out at us here at Central Time was, what does a narrator do at a music festival?
Boy, when I find out, I'll be sure to let you know. It's evolving. It's been really interesting to be involved in this project. It's been fun to watch them pulling this together and pulling it off and announcing it, and I've had some role in writing some of the releases and announcements. But as far as the festival narrator role, I think in general my hope is that I can in some way convey what the festival is about, but also what this place is about, the Chippewa Valley.
Right, and I know that the Western Wisconsin, the Eau Claire area, it's a pretty tightly knit area. How did you get involved in the music festival?
I was asked by the folks who are putting it together and by Justin. I think one of the things I've always admired about Justin is that he credits the Chippewa Valley with supporting him and being a source of his creativity. And I'm a guy, too, who's just so benefited from living here. And I still live in the Chippewa Valley. And so I was just asked if I would be involved. And I said yes, frankly, without really knowing what was going to happen. And so far, it's just been a thrill.
Now, some music festivals tour, you know, the Lollapaloozas and Bonnaroos of the world. And then there's, you know, place-specific ones like Summerfest in Milwaukee. So how will this Eau Claire Music Festival convey that sense of place of Eau Claire and its region?
Well, for one thing, it's the very location, which is down by the Chippewa River, which is what gives this very valley its name. And then also, wherever possible, trying to have some sort of local influence on the festival. Obviously, you bring in national acts so that you get national attention. And it's been pretty overwhelming, the reaction that this has gotten nationally. And it's fun to introduce the nation to the Chippewa Valley. But as far as the hometown feel, a lot of it is just with the situation and then with vendors and food and that sort of thing that all have some sort of local connection. And this region has just given us so much. I think that's a big inspiration for Justin, is trying to give a little something back with this festival.
And the lineup seems incredibly diverse. I don't know if it's complete or not, but you've got groups like the Blind Boys of Alabama alongside a Japanese noise rock band called Melt Banana. How important is the diversity that you're going for?
Very important, and I know that I was not involved in selecting the lineup per se, although I will say I really lobbied heavily for Sturgill Simpson, a guy I really love his work, and I'm thrilled that he's on the bill. He's got that old school country sound, but with a very modern sensibility. And so I know that there's a very active intent here, and that is to have this thing be more than just music, but an experience. And that comes right down even to the design, not just how they light the stage, but how they light the grounds, and that there's an artistic experience in just walking through the place when the festival happens. And then that is reflected by this wide range of music. And one of the things I like about that, look, I'm a flat-footed country kid from Chippewa County. That's still where I'm the most comfortable, is just being on our farm or on the back 40. But I also, my life has been so enriched and changed by artists of all stripes, be they poets or visual artists, musicians. And one of the things that I love is going from, say, the dirt track stock car races in Menominee one night and then going up to Russ County to watch Barry Lynn do modern dance the next night. And I think sometimes we feel like we pick one genre and stick with it. And what I love about this festival is there's a chance to go from black metal to gospel to funk. We've got hip-hop coming in, and just this wide range of experience, both visually and aesthetically and musically.
Well, and speaking of that diversity, in addition to some of the national out-of-town acts we mentioned, how much will there be in terms of Wisconsin bands, local bands, Midwestern artists as part of this?
I know Fox is on the bill and Field Report. Those are certainly some folks who are getting national attention and yet are have ties to Wisconsin very closely. Sean Carey, obviously, who has Eau Claire, Wisconsin roots, he's playing. So it's that delicate balance of making sure that we've got some local flavor, but also a national appeal. We're also having some neighbors from Minnesota come over, too. That's fun.
I heard a rumor that it's going to be...
People in New York City are always surprised to hear that we can just drive back and forth from Wisconsin to Minnesota.
I heard a rumor that it's going to be kid-friendly. This is something that you can bring your whole family to. Is that true?
Portions of it, for sure. Some of the details are still being put together, but I do know that there are a couple of acts that are being brought in very specifically for kids, and there's also going to be a campground area where people can experience the camping, and there will be some music there as well. So.
We heard from a guest yesterday.
Yeah, Grandma Sparrow is one of the, pardon me, Grandma Sparrow is one of the acts that I know is kid-friendly.
Hmm. So we heard from a guest yesterday saying, arts, culture, really important to the economic development of local communities. How important are arts and things like music festivals, I guess, to the cultural life of an area like Eau Claire?
Well, they are important. And the nice thing is there are already music festivals happening in the Chippewa Valley. There are other people who have gone before us and laid the groundwork and the template. I mean, the very grounds, it's the same grounds where the folks who do Country Jam, a big country music festival, same area. And so we always try to tip our cap to those folks, too. They've gone ahead and they've already made this an area that's known for music festivals. We're just adding one that's got a little different flavor. But I just think it's one thing I enjoy about it, one thing I'm grateful to Justin and his crew for doing, for bringing this to the Chippewa Valley, is there's this idea sometimes that I run into that art belongs in certain places, whether it's the East Coast or the West Coast or big cities, and folks are sometimes surprised to think that we might have a thriving art or music scene, and I always say, man, that stuff belongs everywhere, and I'm proud that they're going to have a festival of this nature and this diversity right in our backyard. And why not? That's what I say.
Has the town of Eau Claire and the surrounding area given much thought to how it's going to absorb all these people who are coming in? You've got some really big acts coming in, not to mention Justin Vernon, Bon Iver himself as a draw. Is it something that, you know, restaurants and hotels and all those people are getting ready for?
Yes, and obviously I don't go to all those meetings. I'm out on, matter of fact, I'm speaking to you from the road right now, having been talking this morning to a bunch of young kids in Minnesota at an arts festival. But yes, this week, for instance, the people who are organizing the festival meet with the local sheriff's department and the fire department, and you make some very serious grown-up plans before you do something like this. But also, yes, meeting with local businesses, local restaurants, you do have a big influx of people, and they need to stay somewhere, and they need to eat somewhere, and I would hope that it would be a very positive thing economically.
Michael, I know we've got a few months to figure it out, but who is on your must-see list for when this festival happens?
Well, definitely Sturgill Simpson, and I want to see the Blind Boys of Alabama. I had the great privilege of writing liner notes for one of their recent albums, an album that Justin produced, and I was able to be in the studio while they were recording, and they are just a part of the American fabric, and so I'm very much looking forward to that. And I'm also looking forward to a little Melt Banana, Japanese grindcore speed metal. I have no idea what that's about, but that's going to be fun. All the more reason to look forward to it.
Anything else going on besides the music that you're looking forward to?
Yes, and a lot of this, we kind of have been telling people from the get-go to stay tuned because information comes out. The first announcement was just that there was a festival, and then the second announcement was a few of the acts, the musical acts, and then another announcement with the full lineup. And some of the, there's going to be a film component to this, there will be an art component, and as those things get finalized, the information will be released. And so, of course, in this day and age, social media is where a lot of that comes out, and so there's a website, eauclaire.com, spelled EAUXCLAIRES, and if you go there, you can follow the Twitter, Facebook, all the social media outlets and updates.
Okay, sounds good. Michael, thanks a lot for joining us.
You bet. Thanks for having me. It's my pleasure.
This is Michael Perry, author and official narrator of the Eau Claire Music Festival happening July 17th in Eau Claire.
We got with one of the bands, Field Report from Milwaukee on Central Time.